Twin Tiers Greatest Hits, Choice 102. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts there. I love rock and roll. It is 9:09, almost 9:10 here. 71 degrees. We're going up to 79 today. Clouds and sunshine today. No crazy weather, though. We're going to take a nice, easy day today as we launch ourselves into the Labor Day weekend. My name is Dave, and this is the Choice Morning Show, and I am so pleased to welcome the Class C Stack Champion Waverly Varsity Cheerleader Squad to the Choice Studio. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Welcome to the Gannon Associates Insurance Island, and welcome to the beginning of the school year. Are you excited for the beginning of the school year?
Yes, 100%.
No, yeah. Not really.
Not really.
Okay, 50-50 is the results on that. Are you excited about restarting the cheer season?
Yes.
So excited. Very.
That's the main thing, is you guys are excited for another year of cheer, right? Mm-hmm. All right, first let's go through introductions. We'll start over here. What's your name?
I'm Divinity.
I'm Chloe.
I'm Audrey.
I'm Lila.
I'm Michaela.
I'm Addison.
And for all of our listeners, there will be a quiz later on that. All right, ladies. We were discussing it off air a little bit. There are no JV cheerleaders. We go from modified straight to varsity. And is this the entire squad?
No.
Are we missing anybody today we want to shout out to?
There's like six more of us.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But we can shout out Claire. Hey, Claire. We can shout out Lonnie. Hey, Lonnie. Hey, Braylee.
Hey, Maggie.
Billy. Hey, guys.
So you're telling me this is just a partial dose of the Waverly
squad? Yeah, it's like half of us.
All right. Well, okay. I already feel overwhelmed with just the half of you here, but it's great to have you all here. Tell us about cheerleading. I mean, is it a fall sport or is it an all-year sport?
It's an all-year sport. Yeah. We make it an all-year sport, and it can be. Most people do. Like, if you do all-star cheer, it's all-year round, but we make it all-year round because it's our lives, and we're very connected with each other.
Well, of course, you're Class C Stack champions, so that's not a part-time job. So what's it like being a cheerleader? Like, what's the deal? How does it work? Like, you just go to... they're trying to decide who's going to answer the question, but...
How's it work? I mean, there's not really like...
See, we see you at football games, right?
Yes.
There's like 8-10 football games a year. I doubt that very much that that's it for you ladies, right?
No. We're not just a pretty face for a football player to win a football game.
Ooh.
We're a pretty face for us. We cheer for us. Mm-hmm. We cheer for us and we cheer to win.
I like it.
That's what truly competition is about. It's not just cheering for a football player or a basketball player. It's cheering for us and to win.
I had a feeling. Now tell me what that's all about. Like, you start your day, like what happens?
Most of us start our day at school, unfortunately.
And you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, and then we go, and then soon as school gets out, we have practice. Most of us, we practice just about 4 hours a day.
4 hours a day. Is that how long practice is, or is that how long you practice for?
That's how long our practices are, pretty much, yeah.
All right. And you do those just in the fall? You do them all year?
Do them all year.
All year.
All year long. All the seasons. Okay. And do you do it in the summer, too?
We do open gyms. We do take a break. Our coach isn't mean.
Like on Thursdays?
On Thursdays. Our coach isn't mean. She gives us a break. She gives us a summer. And we start back up in July of open gyms and then up until practices.
Okay. So, but like, how's it go? Take us through the year. I mean, you got different sports. I mean, you're showing up at this, that, and the other thing. Like, you guys are doing your own thing. What is that thing? Like, where do you go? What do you do? You guys, there's a competitive squad too, right? So you guys are going to competitions against other cheer squads. Like, lay it all out for me.
So,
I'm thinking about joining up. What's the deal?
So excited.
So the beginning of the year starts off usually with just football. Like, we have our football cheer practices and all that. And then we slowly work our way into the competition season. There's tryouts for the competition team. And we obviously do the tryouts, and if you make the team, then we start working towards our competitions that we have for fall. And then once the fall season's over, we start working towards the winter competition season and basketball cheer, and obviously cheering for the basketball games and all that. And then when that's over, you know, it's just, we get a little break.
So it's mainly fall and winter season.
Yeah, yeah.
And we take spring off.
Yeah, usually. Sometimes we'll have open gyms every once in a while for like during the spring season, but we have mainly spring season off. So
I feel like once you're a cheerleader, you're always a cheerleader.
Yeah. Yeah.
My daughter's about to turn 6 and she's into dance and gymnastics. Oh, yeah. And just walking up Broad Street from wherever we park the car to go to breakfast at Becky's, a cartwheel will turn out. Like,
oh,
just,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just in the natural progression of walking up the street, it just breaks out. I feel like you guys are probably the same way, like just kind of bebopping up the street.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's if
stuff's just breaking out.
Throw a cartwheel occasionally, you know. Yeah.
Just backflip, sure, why not?
So your competitions, they take place throughout the stack section. Is that the idea? Or are you guys traveling far and beyond? Or
yeah, usually throughout the stack section, section four. Yeah, usually through Section 4 New York.
So which other schools are in Section 4 that you guys compete?
Oh, boy. There's a lot of them. There's Forks. Shenango Valley, Susquehanna Valley, Seton Catholic. Who else? Johnson City. There's Horseheads. Yeah, there's a few more that I can't think of on the top of my head, but there's quite a few schools.
So how do you, like, all right, I have a guy brain, right? So, it's kind of easy, like football. Like, you get a touchdown, you get points. You play basketball, you get points. Like, how do you score cheer? How does that go? How does that work? Yeah, take it.
So it's really about tight motions, the way you pronounce things. Instead of singing, it's more like a barking, like through your chest. Like, it should be loud and proud. Stunting, how that looks, sign work, and palms.
Palms?
Like pom-poms.
Oh, yeah. All right. So out of those like 5 categories, I think the only thing I could contribute to the squad would be pronunciation.
Yeah.
Tight movements, not me. Don't even have pom-poms.
We can give you a pair. It's all right.
They're provided?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We can lend them.
All right.
Or you can have a flag.
Yeah. Oh,
or even a sign. Yeah, even a sign, too.
Is that what signs is?
So, well, we have like separate ones. There's like the big, like, wavy flags on poles, and then we have like they're kind of
signs
like
say like words and stuff.
Yeah,
I got you.
Or words.
I'm thinking the oil change place over on Elmira Street could hire you guys as consultants to help them learn, because you got all these grease monkey oil change guys out there twirling signs when they're not busy doing oil changes. They're trying to drum up more business. I feel like you guys would be much more effective with the sign twirling.
Yeah, they could recruit us.
That's like, what I'm thinking. I'm trying to put in a good word for you, out in the universe here to get some, get some consulting work. Okay, that's pretty cool. Now, you guys do any cheer events throughout the year, any fundraiser things, or any stuff for yourselves that are not competitions or football games or basketball games?
We do a lot of fundraising. We'll go to the Dandy, sit outside, and then I think for game day we're doing fundraising today. Selling moms.
Come buy some moms.
And where's that going to be?
On Broad Street.
It's for game day?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's tomorrow from 2 to 5.
Yes. Yes.
So we'll see you there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You'll all be all suited up doing your thing, cheering up a whole storm full of Waverly Wolverine whatever.
Show them our pride.
Yes.
Excellent. All right, you guys are excited for the season. You got big things planned. You're the Class C stack champions, so you're the ones to beat. Won't be able to, obviously, but that's the deal. So what are we thinking for this season? What do we got planned? What's big?
To win.
How are we gonna be champions again this year? What's the strategy?
Just
okay. So we go to Prestige.
Okay.
And the only reason we're there is they have these mirrors. So
they
you can see yourself in the mirror and see how tight your motions are.
Yeah, that's how I know my motions are not tight.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. That's all right.
We can help you out. Don't worry.
And you could also see your sign work. And it's all really about timing, too, and all looking the same. Mm-hmm. So when we could see ourselves and everyone in the same things, we could see if we look the same.
Some synchronization there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's the plan. We're just going to hang at Prestige a lot when we're not at the school. We're going to look in the mirror. We're going to do everything together, same time, same pronunciation, same volume, and you're just going to go out there and get it. Is that the idea?
Oh, yeah. We're going to get it and win.
All right. Let's talk to the coaches. Come on, coaches. Steal a microphone.
Come on.
Introduce yourselves on the radio here so that the whole world can hear the both of you. Go ahead. It's all
I'm
you.
Coach Becky.
Hello, Coach Becky.
Coach Bill.
Hello, Coach Bill. Tell us about these ladies.
Well, they're definitely hard workers, I can tell you that. They do a lot for the community. We've done Kids Can't Fight Cancer Alone. We work their, what is that
Carnival.
Their carnival that is their biggest fundraiser. We do camps for our little cheerleaders.
We have our stunt prop clinic that's coming up for the younger girls here in a couple of weeks. We have our game day tomorrow, a bunch of different clinics throughout the season, competitions.
Lots of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. They're hardworking kids.
Yes.
All right. So what kind of a future do we see for these guys? Where does the discipline take us of being the athlete of cheer and the strong camaraderie of a team and all of those good things that these kids are generating now in cheer? What kinds of things does that take them off to in the world? What have you seen in years past?
Huge things. I mean, the discipline of cheerleading is like a huge life lesson for them for now. And then it also shapes them into who they're going to be when they get out into the real world. And we have quite a few seniors this year graduating. So what we teach them in the sport of cheerleading is what they will take with them for the rest of their lives.
And represent their hometown.
Yes.
Yep. And have long, successful careers and lives, learning the things that they've learned in the foundations and the basics of cheer and teamwork and all of those important things that come with it. And, of course, being finely tuned athletes.
Yes.
Well, congratulations, ladies, on all of your hard work. Thank you for coming in here to kick off your season. I don't think you could really kick off your season without first stopping at your local hometown radio station. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah. You're very welcome. I don't think that we can sign off without you guys doing some sort of cheer.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to put you on the spot. But here's the thing. Don't do any of the movements because there's a whole bunch of TVs in here and we don't want you like kicking the TV in half. I'm sure you could. But like this is all about the pronunciation and the auditory part of a cheer. So
we're about to break your mics, man.
I'll dial them back a little bit here. What do you got for us here?
How much do we do?
We'll get down.
Oh,
oh
no.
My gosh.
We can do your halftime. Or what is it?
They're deliberating right now, deciding what they want to do.
There we go.
You don't want to give away all of the goods here. You got to save some for the show. But what's a good intro?
We should do one that we're not doing at the football game because all three captains
there you
were
go.
Doing all.
I can't hear any of you, but okay.
Just do a sideline. Do
1, 2, 3.
Big red all the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Howdy, you want to call it? You can call it.
Let's have it.
Big red all the way. Hey, what do you say? Big red all the way. Hey, what do you say? Big red all the way. Hey. What do you say, big red all the way?
1, 2.
All right. Great job. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Who comes up with these things? Do you have to come up with that, too? Do you have, like, writing sessions?
Oh, it's a long line of history.
Is there, like, a secret book that you get?
Yeah.
Secret book.
No one
nice.
Can know.
Nice.
It's locked away. Tight and
I
safe.
I had a feeling. All right, ladies, names again?
Divinity.
Chloe.
Audrey.
Lila.
Michaela.
Addison.
All right, ladies, thank you for coming here and repping the Waverly Varsity Cheerleader Squad. Class C stack champions coming into the 2026-2027 season. Will we be going for two in a row this year?
Yes, hopefully.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
A given, right? All right. Well, if anybody can earn it, it's you ladies for sure.
It's our last year.
I know you can do
it. You're not winning, you're losing.
All right, come back a few times this year. I want updates on the season. Come back to the Gannon Associates Insurance Island. Tell us about your competitions. Tell us when you're getting ready. Tell us how they went and tell us how the season's going. We want updates throughout the year. All right.
All righty.
All right. 9:24. Thank you, ladies, for coming in today. 71 degrees here at Choice FM. It is the morning show. Good morning.